Huey Lewis in the news, if this is it, starting us off on this Thursday.
Yeah, happy very much of a birthday to me. Happy huge amazing congratulations to me. Happy, I'm a feckin' great fella. And it's me birthday today.
Wow.
Oh, I'll tell you.
What an introduction,
happy
eh?
Happy birthday to me. Come on, Jimmy. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, tell you. The fantastic thing is about your birthday?
Yes.
Is that you don't have to make a fuss of you because you make all the fuss. It's fantastic.
Ain't that the truth?
It's fantastic.
Ain't that
it's
the
like
truth?
Bring your own party, baby.
Yeah, bring your own party. Make it happen. Come on, everybody.
Happy birthday, PJ Gallagher.
Thank you very much, Jim. You took your time, but we got there. And it's great to know. Tara and Mike were in the kitchen. The first thing when I walked in, I got a duo happy birthday o from
yeah,
the two of them.
Yeah, but look, did they have two different theme tunes
they
ready
didn't.
To play?
No, they did. They? You're right.
Unbelievable. Did they have a microphone?
No, they didn't.
Exactly. Did they have most of the nation listening to them?
No, they didn't.
Neither
Jim.
Do we, but that bit doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? You're wondering the amount of people I've been talking to. I beg to differ.
Anyway, listen, there is a plethora of happy birthday wishes on WhatsApp for you. I won't get
it's
through them
very
all.
Very
so.
Jazzy birthday tune.
Isn't
I like it.
Isn't
yeah.
it? Bit of you can't beat a bit of Stevie Wonder, you know. In fact, I think the rumour is that his gig here, the whole reason he's coming here to play is so he can play that song for you.
That's what I heard.
That's the rumour.
Don't let me down,
now,
Stevie.
I mean, it could be wrong, but I'm never wrong. But the rumour is that Stevie Wonder is coming to Dublin just so he can play that for you.
Thank you, Stevie
now, okay,
Wonder.
He's coming on the wrong date. But I mean...
Ah, look, your man can only fit... He knows it's my birthday year, so it's grand.
Exactly, exactly. Anyway,
so
there's a
huge
amount of wishes on WhatsApp for you, so I'll let you scroll through them at your leisure.
Oh my God, there is a
drinking
lot of
them
thank you very much, everybody. Happy birthday, everyone.
Everyone.
What a great day we're all having. What a great day we're all having already.
087-188-0008.
So nice.
If you want to add to the birthday wishes for PJ Gallagher this morning, Thursday, 18th of April. Okay, Wikipedia say otherwise. Sunday Independent say otherwise. Trina yesterday was convinced it was yesterday. There seems to be a lot of debate about PJ's birthday, but we're going with today. Today is the day.
I need to work on being more reliable, to be honest with you. That's one thing I do take out of all of this. On a half a serious note. On the other serious note, it's happy birthday! Happy birthday!
They're the Pussycat Dolls, and don't you hear a classic hits waking up happy with PJ and Jim on a very special day, birthday day for PJ Gallagher, Thursday, 18th of April. PJ Gallagher celebrating his birthday today. He's literally drinking in all of the good wishes from the WhatsApp this morning.
I'll tell you, there's some great messages coming in. People being really nice about it and everything there is. Loads of them. And then one person, where's it going now? That's Dan in Cork. Should have known it was Dan in Cork. Jesus, PJ's birthday is going on longer than Brexit. Happy birthday, Fairy Tash, he says.
There you go, you see. Joy to all the world.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dan.
087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to add to the birthday wishes. He's literally scrolling through them as we go, drinking them all in. We're about to do the birthdays, though, right?
Look at this. Please play Michael Bolton and Madness for me, for PJ this morning.
There you go.
That is the soundest message in the world. And don't you worry.
It's happening.
I have both
we'll
of those.
We'll tell you all about the menu for this morning.
I have both of them on the menu.
There's a special hour, the power hour, the PJ is DJ hour, happening from 7 o'clock. He'll get to play
and
all his favourites.
Both of those are featured.
They're going to be
top and tail, if I may say.
Right, so celebrity birthdays. Interesting one today, of course, celebrity birthdays. You know, usual rules apply. You get three, you win yourself a day off. It's a good selection, and to be fair, it's the odds are kind of stacked in your favour.
I think there's one I might get.
Because it's this bloke's birthday.
Countries walked out of Africa in the 70s, but they walked into Ireland. And at that time, all of Ireland was known as Dublin. And we've been minoritised and pushed into one place that is now the Dublin. That's what it's called. And you can tell the difference. Them skulls, the countries have an underbite. That is how you know the physical difference between a culture and a human being.
There you go. Do you recognise that bloke?
Oh, I certainly do.
Yeah.
That's the Dirty Dub from Meet the Neighbours, played by PJ Gallagher.
The very man. Now, I know I don't normally play two clips for somebody's birthday, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I have to play this one because to me, it's arguably one of the greatest lines. One of the greatest lines ever ever uttered on Irish television.
Well, if you're going to be in LA, you've got to be fit. And everybody here's got bunnies as if they're on the under-21s camogie teams down the road that made me pull the sandy monkey off myself.
That was Jake from Macon, Jake.
I love the way that one line that most people kind of say, what? makes Jim nearly go into tears, and he plays it every year. It's become the birthday catchphrase.
It's one of my favourite lines, and you have to see the video that goes. I'm going to put the video up on my Twitter again. It's fantastic. It's Jake on roller skates, and when he comes out with that line about pulling the sandy monkey out of himself, that's ridiculous.
One of my favourites.
Anyway,
Absolutely ridiculous.
So, how old is comedian, author, playwright, radio host PJ Gallagher?
Fnarty Floor.
Right, there's one in the bag.
That's one in the bag straight away. Thank you very much.
Right,
for putting that one in. Normally, you pretend you didn't know anything about it.
Michael D. Higgins is sharing his birthday with you today.
Oh, yeah, very good. Mr. Uchteron. Happy very Uchteron Day.
Yeah.
There you go. So a very presidential birthday I have. Let's get back to me.
Yeah.
So fair play to him. I didn't know we were time friends.
Yeah.
Or time brothers. Or whatever they call it.
No. It's again, you see, I'm relying on the almanac, and the almanac's proved to be wrong with your birthday. So
yeah.
I'm hoping he's right with Michael D. Miggledy
Higgins.
Yeah, not a young man.
Not a young man, definitely not. Sure, they were giving out saying he was going to be in his 80s if he stayed on, weren't they?
Well, there you go. You see, this is really stacked well in your favour. This could be a
momentous
day. So
when is the presidential one? So that means, I'm going to say he's 78.
Yeah!
Look at that!
In your face!
Oh my God!
There's still loads to go.
Oh jeepers!
The other
this
person,
could be it, man.
This could be it. You could actually blow three out of the water.
Mike Hogan, if this happens,
cancel the rest of the show.
We need this on camera. Where are you? Look at him. He's out having us. Beckon.
No, he's on his way. He's on his way.
He's out getting milk or something.
Because the next one as well is somebody that you've got a weird sort of connection with. Well, certainly in terms of Wikipedia thinks you've got a weird sort of connection with him. Because isn't there a great story about you and Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a great story. I think it's somebody basically spoofing.
Yeah.
So I started doing interviews and doing press things and all, you know, for the shows and the stand-up shows and the DVDs. Then all of a sudden, I started to realise there was this quote from Conan O'Brien on it.
Right.
It was from Meet Your Neighbours. That's what it was from. The one you just played the picture. Schools. Then I just started seeing this quote from Conan O'Brien. And so everybody was telling me, God, that's amazing, Conan O'Brien. So I walked around believing it for a bit. And then I realised it was just something somebody typed on Wikipedia. Like, there's literally no source. It's not
but
true.
It said that he was a massive fan, didn't it?
Yeah, that guy was incredible. He made me laugh for a whole afternoon or something it was. Something like that. I can't remember what it was. But it was complete and utter garbage, basically.
Are you sure? Has anybody ever asked Conan O'Brien?
There's no point. He's going to go, what are you talking about? He doesn't know. He wouldn't know what anyone's on about.
Right. So, I don't have the dramatic music playing at the moment.
Yeah.
Should I? Are you feeling confident about this?
I don't. Well, let's just take what the birthday music seems to be working for me, doesn't it?
Right, okay.
So he's 54.
He's 56.
Fart off. Feck it,
nearly
there.
But I tell you something.
We've got another gap going with this, right?
We do, and I'm going to play the dramatic music for this, because this one, this could be very significant, because this will bring you back to your childhood.
Oh.
Right? Because it is Melissa Joan Hart's birthday.
I love Melissa Joan Hart.
She's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
And do you know what I'm mad into? Is the new Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Netflix at the moment as well.
She's not in it.
Not the point. It's based
this
on her.
This could be it now.
It's based on
this
her.
This could be the one.
Yeah, this could be the one.
One more needed.
Watch it. Salem the Cat.
Yeah.
Had a great time for that cheeky cat. The only cat I ever wanted.
It was the worst robotic cat
Excuse
ever,
me now, wash out your dirty mouth.
Just saying. In this age of fantastic kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Generation of, you know, kind of an automation and stuff.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously looking imitation cat.
To be fair, Zig and Zag were more realistic looking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right.
But I'm going to say.
You've got your own age. Well done on that. You got Michael D. Higgins' age. Well done on that. Now, Melissa Joan Hart.
I'm going to take a punt. I'm going to say it's a big one for her. I'm going to give her the 4-0. She's 40.
She's 43.
Oh.
43. Right. And I tell you, I'm going to give you a choice. to finish, right? Because we need to finish.
Right.
So, do you want Haile Gabriel Selassie?
The dictator.
No, he's actually an athlete. Maybe not to him, right? Maybe don't to him. Do you want Rick Moranis of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
And Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Or do you want James Woods, famous actor?
I go for James Woods.
James Woods.
He's lost the mind recently. He was on Twitter yesterday giving out about Irish. He wants reparations for Irish slavery. That's what he was saying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's got my. He's real pro Trump and all. He's proper. Like, you can't get acting roles written because he's kind of goose stepping around the place these days.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's gone a bit mad. And he's got that very severe face, which means he's older than he looks in Hollywood terms. His lips aren't made of rubber. So, James Woods. James Woods is. Oh. He's 73.
He's 72.
Oh! Oh!
Say one away. One away on your birthday, man. Oh, I feel your pain.
You ruined it. You ruined it.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Flying for him. There's a lovely atmosphere around the place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I wonder why that is.
Because we know we've only got one more day to put up with you and then you're off to Peru. So,
oh, for
you
the
know.
Love of God.
Yeah, off to the Amazon.
Dear, oh dear.
Happy birthday, PJ. I know I said it to you when you came in, but happy birthday officially.
Thanks so much, Tara. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, it's always important to do it in a showbiz way.
It is, isn't it?
I find.
But what I want to do more than anything else is give him the bumps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is that birthday tradition fallen out of favour?
Oh, health and safety, weirdos. Yeah.
And snowflakes and stuff.
Oh, well, we don't care about that round here.
No, we don't.
I was physically attacked.
They touched me on the back. And I didn't know what to do. And I'd get dropped and hurt yourself.
Have we got enough?
We don't have enough. Robbie's around. Mike's here. The Voice of a Thousand Souls will be in shortly. Yeah, Sean
Andy
the Boss.
Andy
Bad News will be here. So by, I'd say
Andy
about
Bad
half
News.
Seven.
Andy Bad News will be that bloke. Remember when you get the bumps, right?
Yeah.
And there'd be always one bloke apart who wouldn't just give you the bumps. He'd have to kick you.
Throw the kick up as well.
When you were in. That'd be Andy Bad News.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be lashing the boot in.
Going for your arse and get you right in the centre of the back or the neck or something.
Yeah. I'm thinking it was hilarious.
Yeah,
that's Andy.
I'm all on for this.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna be lying down in the middle of the office at about 10 o'clock waiting for me bumps. If that's all right.
Actually, PJ's the only person I know who'd actively see. You know, we used to try and avoid it when you were a kid.
Getting
the bumps, like it was a terrible thing.
Ah, no.
No. Yeah, for you, that's it. Yes, do it again.
Yeah,
do it again.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I'm not the one. It's a good workout for you. Like 44 of them. It's very.
Bloody.
We didn't think that through.
Yeah. That's like doing.
Glad I've been working out.
Yeah, tell you.
We probably have a few heart attacks in actual fact. Yeah, in the
92 kilos. So 92 kilos 44 times.
Oh my God.
It's a fair bit of weight. Is that over a ton? It's well over a ton.
Especially when the combined age of the people giving you the points is well over a ton as well. Weather with you, Crowded House in Alcazar, crying at the discotheque.
Waking up happy
with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits, Thursday 18th of April. Very special day. You may not have noticed because it's not, you know, we probably haven't really done much about it.
No, not hardly mentioned.
Hardly mentioned it at all over the last month or so. Yeah, PJ Gallagher's birthday today, and loads and loads of birthday wishes coming in on WhatsApp.
Thanks so much for all the messages. You're the most soundest bunch of birthday peoples in the whole of the world.
Yeah. Just one that I'm not going to go through them all. I'll let you read through them all because there's just loads and loads and loads of them. But I do want to mention this one. Morning, lads. Could you play a birthday request for my good friend, Patrick Joseph Gallagher?
Oh, right, yeah.
Who's 44 today.
Very official, is it?
I know he would love a UB40 song.
Oh, for the love of God. Now, there's no need to be bringing that sort of the glimmer of shadow. If a shadow has a glimmer
into
it. Who
could that possibly have come from?
There's naysayers under every rock. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you could go into the profile, and I think you might. Well, actually, there's no profile picture.
Oh, look who it is. Yes, there is. I can see it's slightly blurred. Collie in the Ireland. Thank you very much, Collie. Of course, you'll be trying to get one over on me on the day.
It's your boss.
Yeah, there you go.
One of your many bosses.
It is, yeah. My senior crew member and recruiter in the Ireland. Thank you very much, Collie. I appreciate it.
There you go, Patrick.
Even if you
Joseph.
Were trying to sneak in a slippy little dig there. To
actually,
you.
Speaking of tunes, right? Naturally, because it's PJ's birthday, there's a whole load of things planned for the show today. One of which kicks off from 7 o'clock. Literally, I'm going to hand over the reins of the radio station to PJ.
This is very
from 7 o'clock.
This has never been done before. From 7 o'clock, I get to pick all the music for the hour.
It's PJ the DJ.
I have my list. My list is laid out. Mm. I'll tell you something.
So it'll be literally some of PJ's most favourite songs.
Now, obviously, because I don't know how to use the equipment, there was a little bit of a scenario. Right? But needless
no,
to
I'm
say...
I'm taking the full hour off. That's me. I'm out of there too.
Oh,
is there any birthday cake here yet?
You joking? We're having a disco. It's you and me, Jimmy. We're going to get our boogie shoes on.
I was wondering why you're wearing those clothes.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, I don't come in in sequins every day for nothing.
Literally between 7 and 8 o'clock, the only music you will hear will be hand-chosen, hand-picked by PJ Gallagher to celebrate his birthday today. That's happening from 7. Also, there's a couple of little surprises in there. There will be food, right? The reason I know there will be food is because I know Aoife is doing her thing, because Aoife always
sent me a picture of it last night.
Did she?
She did.
So the chocolate biscuit cake.
It is the ultimate chocolate. I know everybody says they have had the best chocolate biscuit cake, but trust us, this is the ultimate chocolate biscuit cake. I don't know how she does it or what sort of wizardly weirdness she puts into it, but it's fantastic.
It's amazing.
She sent me a picture last night, so I got all very excited.
Yeah.
Very excited.
So that's altogether. Definitely happening. And there could be more. There could be more. That's all I'm saying. Could be more.
What do you mean?
Just saying.
Oh, the presents. Happy birthday
of course.
To you.
Yeah, there'll have to be some presents, won't there? There'll have to be some gifts.
That's what I thought you meant. I apologise.
Yeah, no, there'll have to be that as well. So there's that as well. Wow.
Ah, yeah.
Action packed. Now, in among all of that, we are going to try and fit in Caribbean Queens and give you the chance to win yourself a fabulous Caribbean cruise tomorrow, because PJ and myself are going to make that winning phone call tomorrow to somebody. So
less said about that today, the better now, because you know yourself.
Yeah, because PJ loves nothing more on his birthday than
talking about giving somebody that would be literally a dream holiday, rather than being sent off to the jungle against my will like Tara.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, can I just say, that's not happening. Two people yesterday stopped me in the street and goes, "You know, you're going to the jungle. I need to get back on Monday." I said, "No." And then it was gas because I said to one person, "No." And they went, "Oh, yeah, because Monday's a bank holiday." I said, "No, that's not what it is. I'm not going to the jungle."
It would be amazing.
That was just an amazingly well-crafted go away by Tara.
It was incredible.
She gave me an itinerary. I'm not actually going anywhere.
30 hours.
Peru is not a thing.
30 hours on a plane and 32 hours
on
the 30A.
Going into the jungle.
The 30A.
Yeah, so that's not
my favourite part of that story. So we're going to try and fit in Caribbean Queens for the chance to win the cruise tomorrow. And we're going to try and fit in the hit bit. And of course, a little bit later on, we'll have the breakfast table quiz. So there'll be a sense of normality running through the show.
Overall, it'll
be wall-to-wall birthday. Really.
Absolutely. Pretty much,
be perfectly honest with you.
Pretty much. And it's for everybody. It's not just for me. Let's share it around, everybody.
You don't
it's
mean
a big
that.
No, not really. I'm just trying to keep people on site.
Yeah, it's a bit different, you know. Because this is it. This is a very special moment. As you know, I mean, it may have gone unnoticed because it doesn't get mentioned very often.
Not really.
But today being Thursday, 18th of April, means it is PJ Gallagher's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
The birthday wishes have been absolutely flooding in on WhatsApp.
Thank you very much, everybody. You're too kind.
And of course, as part of the celebrations, well, this is the first installment of the celebrations, because literally from now, here we are, it's almost 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. It is about to become a very special hour.
It is indeed. It's a very special hour.
This is PJ the DJ.
This is where I get to choose the songs for the next hour. Normally, I'm not allowed to choose anything, even what time to bring the milk in from outside. But right now, it's a different situation. For my birthday, the fnorty fnort year of me being alive, I now get to choose 1 hour of consistent my choices of music.
Absolutely.
On this show.
Literally, from now till 8 o'clock, every tune you hear will have been hand-picked by PJ Gallagher.
Absolutely,
as one of his favourite songs. So you're ready to do this?
Well, I am. Now, I'm going to give a warning, right? We're going to start off a little place. Where we start isn't exactly where we're going to finish. It's going to get pretty camp around here.
Is it?
And that's all right. I want you to start boogieing in your cars.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to give a shuffle.
Right.
It's gonna get,
Literally, let's do this. So listen, you know, you got to come this side, because you're going to be in control now for the next hour.
Mate,
right?
Hold on.
So you got to come around here, and I'll show you which buttons. Okay, so the most important button for you is going to be that one there. Okay, stick your headphones on there. Okay, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. So that button there is going to begin the hour of power. Take it away there, PJ. Take it away. Hit the button. Go for it. Go for it. Yes, go for it. Go for it.
Who's going to give an introduction?
No, do it now. Now you can give an introduction.
I'm dancing.
This is what you can expect for the next hour, people. That's all I'm saying, eh? Anything you'd like to say before the vocal starts?
Oh, this is for you, Jim. Don't be afraid, you can call me anytime.
Good choice, in fairness. Good choice to start.
Nah, that spicy Italian mantle, great music. I'll tell you something, she knew how to put her hair on.
Absolutely.
What a song that was.
That is not a bad way to start an hour, to be fair.
Ain't it? Who's not jigging?
Absolutely, absolutely.
There'll be people jumping around the place.
Yep, it is a very special hour. PJ Gallagher picking the next hour of music for his birthday. It's his little celebration. PJ the DJ, right up until 8 o'clock this morning, starting with Spania and Call Me. Good choice, man, good choice.
Thank you very much.
I know it's all about the music, really, for this hour, because, you know, it'll be your choices, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But there is a little story that's kind of pertinent to your birthday today.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, with you hitting Fnortney Fnor, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not getting any younger, buddy. That's all I'm saying.
But you know, I'm not like, let's not pretend I'm half dead or anything.
No.
Some people say, a miserable person just sent me a message. Oh, can you believe it? Yeah, great stuff. Another year closer to death, huh? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's not the way to look.
That person has a lot going on in
their
life.
I'm hoping there's loads of life left in me. Happy birthday to Josie. She's 100 today.
Right.
An Irish woman who, she turned 100. She was born 2 years before partition. Can you believe that? That's unreal.
So there's a bit of life left in you, yes. Josie's 102.
Good on you, Josie Brennan. She's from Kilkenny. Born 2 years before partition. Marked the century on Sunday. I beg your pardon, it was Sunday she was 100.
Right.
It's today. Well done. Facts aren't going to get in the way of my story here.
No.
And she said, puts her long life down. See, this is the type of story that drives doctors mad. Puts her long life down to a cigarette and a pint of Guinness every day.
Perfection.
That's what she says. That's what her long life is. Learning how to relax, having your cigarette and your pint of Guinness. Unbelievable.
You won't see that on influencers' Instagram pages.
Yeah,
here's the secret to looking good as me.
And the thing is, you know, there's doctors out there listening to this right now going, she's a freak of nature. Just because one person slips through the net and gets to 100 with bad behaviour does not mean it's a good way to live your life.
You know what I mean? You know, when you hear the kind of the super old, the people that top the 100 mark, they do tend to end up, there's always that story about, I just used to take a little whiskey before bed, or to be, you know.
Is there always that?
There is always that.
I don't know if always.
How many of them come out and say, I was teetotal, I never had a bad thought.
I don't know. Some of these centurions,
they wouldn't have even had the choice of all those foods. They would have eaten what they were given.
I know, which would have been stuff that you don't have today. Do you know what I mean? They weren't rocking around eating wham bars 2 years before partition. You know, or eating a box of milk tray.
Right,
it wasn't going around.
I take your point.
And then we get the one.
Stop raining on Josie's parade.
Oh, I just realised I was calling her a centurion. I think it's a centurion, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's going around.
Yeah. In Roman gear.
Walking around Kilkenny in a golden helmet, she is. but that's the thing. They had better. They sort of had more fresh food diets anyway. They weren't rocking around getting ill. Packets of stuff and
but they put lard on bread and all.
Yeah, but then you, like, you were saying yesterday, you know the way you like to roll up and smoke rashers? Like they're cigarettes.
I said I like a rasher, that's all. And if I was allowed, I'd probably
have a pack a day.
Myself,
which sounds like he was smoking. I just think we need to inspect.
A pack a day,
we need to figure out what Jim was doing with these rashers. That's all I'm saying. But she said, like, this white, they are like. I think it's expected that they say these things.
Yeah.
She did say, though, in fairness to her, she said she has a drink every night, and for her 98th birthday, she was drunk. She wanted us to know that, which was 2 years ago. So she's a trooper.
But she can pinpoint exactly which birthday it was.
98,
that means it didn't happen that often.
Which means this is the whole moderation thing creeping in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what are you going to do for your 100th?
There you go. Look,
somebody's
literally
texting. I had a big party when I was 98.
Somebody's literally texting, beef dripping Sambos and sugar Sambos. Come on, PJ.
Okay, point taken. I know where he's going with this.
Good man, Colin.
Yeah, I know
that's
where he's going.
Yeah. People saying that a rasher a day is bad for you.
Actually, what am I talking about? They weren't. Yeah, you're dead right, Colin. They might not have had processed food or packaged food or anything like that. They mightn't have. Grant, fair enough. They thought nothing of just putting a thing of lard between two things of batch bread, washing it down with a stout at 5 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
You know, yeah.
That's it. That'll make you rethink your whole kind
what
of
am I talking
food
about?
Pyramid.
This was when they used to sell cigarettes to people, telling them they were good for them. Feeling down? Want to pick me up?
It's good for the iron in your blood.
Yeah. Sure, all the Guinness ads were. Yeah. Guinness can you strength.
Yeah, can you accept the major challenge? Smoke 60 major in 3 hours and you could win us a hatchback car. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, what am I talking about?
It was a different era, man. It was a different
era. I'll
take
it all back.
There you go.
You're dead right.
Consider that a little tip on your birthday for a long life.
For a long life.
Right, let's get your next tune on. What's it going to be?
Let's go. I'm going to take it a little bit. Less dancey this. Oh no, are we? I don't know. No, I like moving to this.
A little feel good.
It's got a bit of madness. Must be love. This is how Jim feels about me today.
Oh my god. Yeah, the second of PJ Gallagher's selections during his PJ the DJ hour between now and seven and 8 o'clock. Basically, all of the songs that you're going to hear are selected by PJ Gallagher for his birthday.
So I'm only delighted with myself today.
Lying through, belting through them. Right, now listen, just to let you know, of course, the other bits and bobs that we're going to have to fit in for you are Caribbean Queens. We're going to be playing that in about 20 minutes' time. If you want to have a go, just text the word cruise and your name and details to 087. Get it on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Give it a go. Mind you, you'll be hard-pushed to get them in among all of the birthday requests.
Yes, of course. Hopefully it gets lost in birthday requests. That's fine. Let's remember what's important today.
And by the way, all of them that are coming in, PJ is getting through them all. He's reading far too many for us to read out on air, obviously. So PJ is getting them. So just because you don't hear it mentioned, don't think that hasn't seen it. He's seeing all your birthday wishes for today. So 087-188-0008. And if you fancy a go at Caribbean Queens, we're going to play, as I say, about 20 minutes. Cruise and your name on WhatsApp to 087-188-0008. And of course, the hit bit to come before 8 o'clock. But it's all about the tunes. Are you going to give us any hints as to what else might be on the way?
Well, look, come on.
Any tiny clues maybe as to what we can expect?
There'll be a little bit of Bolton.
Now, why does that not come as a shock?
Let's not pretend that wasn't known already. There's going to be a big Bolton moment, so there is.
Right.
So let's
stand
not pretend.
By.
That's if you don't know that song's the greatest song in the world, you're about to find out, I can tell you.
Even better on your birthday, eh?
Nothing beats that. Nothing.
Don't forget your nana nanas.
Nana.
Are you Instagramming yourself while you're doing that? You are, aren't you?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, nothing beats that. What a song.
There you go.
What a man.
It was guaranteed to happen, wasn't it? It had to feature as one of his favourite tunes in PJ the DJ hour right up until 8 o'clock. PJ handpicking the tunes for this hour as part of his birthday celebrations. Right, now, I tell you something. We're going to have to crack on with this. We're going to try and squeeze a few more tunes in.
Get ready to play Caribbean Queens. With thanks to Cassidy Travel, voted Travel Agent of the Year, and Multitrip.com. Compare their costs and cover against competitors to find out why they're Ireland's favorite travel insurance provider. Classic Hits.
Yeah, tomorrow, of course, we'll be making the winning phone call. Tomorrow morning, PJ and myself will ring somebody up and say, hey, fancy going on a Caribbean cruise, eh?
Because we've got one for you. Yep.
You've got to do is make sure your name is in that draw, of course.
Unbelievable. It is literally the holiday of a lifetime, in fairness. Looking at the boat and the video and everything again.
The boat.
The boat, yeah.
It's a rather large cruise ship.
They actually hate when you do that, don't they? Do you remember we went on the tour of the cruise ship? And I was like, God, this is some boat. And he kept saying, ship.
Ship, actually, ship.
We don't really like to call it a boat.
Yeah. There's no oars or anything.
Hell of a boat, I'll just say. So the ship, the video of the ship is up there online as well. You should have a look at it. It's fantastic.
Right, so who's going to play then?
Right, so who is going to play? I'm all over the place this morning because I've been celebrating myself. And it's Paula Lopez. Paula Lopez in Dublin. How are you, Paula?
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, right, yeah, thank you very much. I'm in great form. How are you?
Good. Happy birthday to you, PJ.
Oh, thank you, Paula. What gave you? How did you know?
I'll tell you, because we barely mentioned it, in fairness, Paula, for God's sake. You're very good. You're very astute, in fairness. Right, listen, let's hope you're also pretty astute when it comes to the female celebrities. We've got 60 seconds to hopefully guess the name of Paula Lopez into the draw. So that you can potentially be getting that phone call tomorrow morning and heading off on this amazing cruise.
Yeah, we'd love to send you out.
So how are you on the old female celebrities?
I've been okay. There's been a few sticky ones. And you know what it's like. You get one sticky one and then you're done for.
That's the problem,
not being able to pass. That's the biggie. Right, listen, Paula, 60 seconds to do it. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Very best of luck. You good, PJ?
I think so.
Right, here we go.
Right, she was in Friends, but it's not Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston.
People say, not Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston. It's... Oh, God.
Same name as the girl from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Marge.
No, the other one, the young, the daughter.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. She was in Sex and the City. And she looks, she gets called, people said she looked a bit like a horse.
Carrie Bradshaw. Yeah. Oh, my God. Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's the one. She was the lead singer of the Bangles.
Oh, God. The lovely dark-haired one. Yeah.
Sounds like she's in a huff, if you know.
Huff.
Yeah.
Huff.
What's the first name? It starts with an S.
Susanna Huff.
That's
Susanna
the one. Huff. Oh, God. She was the presenter of Big Brother on Channel 4.
Willis? Emma Willis?
No, the black hair.
Davina McCall.
Yes, yeah, that's the one. She was the second Mary President of Ireland.
Mary McAleese.
That's the one. It's a man, a comedian, dressed as a woman.
RuPaul.
No. Go on, finish it and I'll give it to you. RTE. Does Christmas specials.
Oh, Brandon.
Yes.
Yeah. Brad Boy.
That Mrs. Yeah, Brown, that'll do it. God,
oh, my. Oh, heck, I tell you.
You're giving me a heart attack, Stan.
Yeah, do we've got full descriptions and everything.
We did, yeah. We got full descriptions. You definitely knew who they were. It was just hard to get the names to come around.
Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, it was shocking.
It wasn't that shocking, though.
You never know. It was just sometimes they just won't come to mind. There was a few sticky ones in there.
The Susanna Hoffs is hard, that I is suppose, when you think about it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Right, listen, hopefully it's good enough for you, Paula, and you'll be in that draw, and maybe you'll be getting the call from PJ and myself tomorrow morning to say you've won that cruise.
PJ, have a cracking day.
Have a great one yourself. Thank you very much, Paula.
Cheers, Paula. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Song. Yeah, another hand-picked tune by PJ the DJ. Part of PJ's selection during his Power Hour, celebrating his birthday today. Right said Fred, I'm too sexy. It's the first time I've ever done this show and felt completely overdressed.
Well, I thought...
wow, I tell you. I thought you were joking. What did you say? It was a disco it was going to be at the start or something?
I said it was going to be a bit camp today, but look, I thought it was only fair we finished with a song performed by Jim McCabe himself.
Absolutely. That was my tribute song, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, right. I'll never forget when Jim released it.
I'll tell you what, let's rock on with this, right? Because there's one more that he's determined to squeeze in before 8 o'clock.
Yes, I have to get this
here. Classic hits.
Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. What hit is it?
Hit bit. It's the birthday hit bit. Yep, so it is.
Of course it is. It's the birthday hit bit.
It is the birthday hit bit today. €630 was what we have for you. All if you can tell us, what song is this? Amazingly, it isn't Happy Birthday to PJ, the song.
Wow.
But
what a shocker.
It's got to be something, and it's got to be David Woodland in Limerick having a go first this morning. How are you, David?
I'm good, PJ. How are you? Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you a million. Thank you a million, David. Fair play to you. How are you getting on today?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So, any plans into work or just shooting around?
No, I'm working. I'm actually shooting around but working at the same time.
Fair enough. So, a burglar just coming off a shift. so, we'll see. What do you think it is, David?
I'm going to go with Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen.
Right.
Hungry Eyes.
I haven't heard that in an age. Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes, Mike.
Yeah, great tune as well. What's this I meant to say to you, David? I've been meaning to tell you. I've got this feeling that won't subside to tell you that it's wrong. Oh, God. PJ, stop laughing at me.
I got it. I tell you. That's
he's laughing at me every morning.
More and more intricate as we go. I
love the way.
This is fantastic. Literally every song ever written has lent itself to this
moment.
It's
amazing, isn't it?
It's like, incredible.
Who the man? He was good crack with the puns. It's just great watching Mike torture himself every morning.
It's like it's opened up a whole new world.
He's
so
not into it. It's so brilliant.
David, listen, have a good day. Thanks for having a go, buddy. Cheers, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right into Galway now. So with Cara Bourke. How are you, Cara?
How you doing, guys? How are you? Happy birthday, PJ.
Thank you, Cara. You're a star. How are you getting on?
I'm great. On this fabulous day. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, on this fabulous day. Yeah. It is a fabulous day. There's no doubt.
It is a fabulous day. There's no two ways about it. Mike and myself were just saying that, weren't we, Mike?
Absolutely. It is a fabulous day.
Oh, God, you cracked me up. Go on.
Right, Cara. Let's give you some money, hopefully.
Yeah, what is it, Cara?
Is it Don't Give In, Snow Patrol?
Don't give in, Snow Patrol.
God, I'm not that familiar with that one.
Oh, I am, Jim.
Are you, Mike?
I am. Yeah. Cora, I'm sorry to say, Fabulous Day and all that it is, it's not right. But make sure you have a go tomorrow. I say that to everybody who gets
trying,
it wrong.
Guys, I keep trying.
Don't you dare quit so easy. Don't give in.
Don't give in.
Sweet lamb of God. I don't know how much more of this I can actually take. To be honest with you. Cora, save yourself. Go now.
I will.
Go now, save yourself. Have a great day. Cheers.
Too,
bye-bye.
Guys. Thanks a million.
Take care.
Oh
my God.
This is amazing.
Where is this going to end?
I know.
Someone get it right, for God's sake.
Right, so that's the hit bit for another day. You can play again with Damien Farrelly later on at 20 to 5. And check out classichits.ie. Right, final tune of
this
the power.
This is my last song for the hour. I love this. Tarzan boy. Lads, the law of the jungle applies.
Well, how'd you enjoy that then, eh?
Oh.
How was that for an hour of tunes?
Jungle life, swimming through the trees.
Swinging.
Swimming through the trees.
There you go, Baltimore, Tarzan Boy, the final hand-picked hit by PJ Gallagher, his hour of power, PJ the DJ. But of course, the birthday celebrations haven't finished, plenty more, a couple of little surprises even.
Very nice.
On the way after 8 o'clock.
Well, something must be happening, because normally you tell me to have something ready for 8, and I haven't even bothered today.
No, you just sit there, buddy. Groove Jet from Spiller here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 10 past 8, Thursday, 18th of April. What is that? Yes, indeed. Celebrating PJ Gallagher's birthday today. We've had already PJ the DJ, the power. Mm-hmm. Mike, people loving that. People actually saying, you know, could we not have a PJ the DJ every week?
Oh, yeah, what a great idea.
It's like everything. This could grow legs as well, go bigger and bigger. Get
absolutely.
You out and about, doing
some
gigs.
Some more musical, fantastico, I am available.
The only problem being... they're actually the only songs PJ knows.
Excuse me.
Do you know other songs as
I
well?
I could have narrowed it down to 1,000 songs.
Brilliant.
No problem.
Well, who knows? That could be a thing. It could be a Friday feature or something.
DJ PJ. Yeah.
I'd love to do PJ. That. Oh, I'd absolutely love to do that. Yeah,
I mean, we might have to look at that. Anyway, so loads of stuff going on. By the way, can we just say a huge thank you to the lovely people at Gourmet Food Parlour?
Oh, amazing.
Now, we're going to be out there in the new Scary's branch. Okay?
Next week,
Friday, is it?
It's next Friday. Tomorrow week, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be out there. With the gang, and they very kindly sent us in delicious breakfast this morning.
Tomorrow, two weeks.
Right.
And thank you, Gourmet Food Parlour. They sent us in delicious, like, granola pots and scones and pastries and all sorts of stuff this
great
morning
stuff.
To celebrate PJ's
so
birthday.
So brilliant.
Thank you very much
so
indeed for that. Really appreciate it. And of course, lots more other bits and pieces to happen, including, you know, Magic Mike has been hard at work because you can't let a birthday pass without a certain reminiscing, Mike. Isn't
yeah, absolutely.
You
yeah,
have, you kind of have to look back.
A little look back, God. Yeah.
You do. I mean, you need a bit of nostalgia on a birthday.
I was wondering why you told me not to prepare anything for this time. Normally at this time I have to have something ready. I'm here looking at a story about zombie pigs. I guess we're not doing zombie
Lark
pigs.
Mark the zombie
yeah.
pigs.
Yeah. Hold up. Step away from the zombie pigs. Because Magic Mike has been hard at work. A little bit
right.
of help from Lachlan. Only with the polishing, really, though.
Yeah,
that's
it
all
is
that.
Just with the
that's
polishing,
what,
yeah.
That's what Lachlan does. He does a bit of polishing.
Yeah.
But Magic Mike has been hard at work reflecting on, you know, the greatness of PJ
yeah,
Gallagher
well,
in recent times.
The greatness and the madness of PJ Gallagher over the last while.
Which, let's face it, on your birthday, that's exactly what you look back
yeah.
on. You think, you know, what have we done with my life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was happy up until this point, so what are you going to do?
Nothing, BJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his 44th birthday, courtesy of Magic Mike Hogan, I give you our learned friend and colleague, PJ Gallagher.
A duck walks into a bar, Jim.
Right.
He's not happy, and the barman says to him, "What's wrong with you?" He goes, "Look, I'm having I can't get a job. I don't know what I'm going to do." And the man goes, "There's a circus over the road. Have you tried going in there?" And the duck goes, "Are you out of your mind? What about a circus one with a carpenter?" £640 is what we have for you on Who the Man this morning. Heading into the weekend, it'll be a lovely sizable lump in your trousers. Oh, that sounded terrible. All for you, of course, if you can tell us. Being a Dublin kid, you've never seen true darkness.
Yeah.
And I went to see my country cousins, and then they turn off the light, and it is so dark. It's like you're looking into your own shoes. It's like putting your hands over your eyes, dark.
Were you going to say it's like you're looking into your own shoes?
I was, yeah. Going to a rugby match is like going to a Take That concert. You think all day, this is going to be rubbish. Oh my God. I don't know what's happened. Did they wear costumes or shoes? I don't know. And then you turn up and you end up having an absolutely fabulous time.
That is truly the greatest commentary on rugby ever. Do they wear shoes?
This was also the year that the Jurassic Park came out, so we get to play it all over again.
Dear Dinosaur.
Oh, unbelievable. Which 1971 children's film with Angela Lansbury featured as, was she in, she was involved in witchcraft?
I'll give you another question.
Oh my God! Oh my God! What have you done?
Oh, that was a stupid idea!
PJ's eyes are watering.
You might need some milk.
That was a really bad idea. Oh, there's actually no crack in this at all.
How is that, eh? Lads. What about that? A little look back on your recent past.
But can I just say, we know that you hate nothing more than listening back to yourself. So watching you sitting there squirming was kind of entertaining.
I've got a very honky voice, don't I? It's very honk, 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 honk. You know what I mean?
Just remembering some of the joys of you looking into your shoe. Oh, that sort of stuff.
It is kind of disappointing when I look back at them and think that all probably happened in the last 3 weeks.
There you go.
Slightly chaos. Thanks, lads.
Little
thank you very much, lads.
Yes, on your birthday.
As they call.
Now, what about that, eh?
Yeah.
I'd say that must make you feel proud, does it?
Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible?
You Too with BB King, When Love Comes to Town, here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes past 8, Thursday, 18th of April.
Indeed it is.
Birthday day.
Very significant day altogether, so it is. Yep.
Absolutely, yeah. So we just had our little nostalgic moment, a little reflection, little gathering of some of your highlights. In recent times.
And basically, they mean lowlights. Essentially, a whole host of mistakes that were made in very recent history.
I guarantee you that'll be up on Facebook and Twitter very soon.
I know it is. I know it will too, sure.
And also, of course, plenty more still to come as well. The most obvious things of all haven't happened yet. We haven't had presents for your birthday yet.
Well, you see, I don't want to jump the gun.
That hasn't happened yet. That's still to come.
I don't know if there is.
How could we let that pass without getting you something?
I don't know, lads.
You're nervous now.
I don't know, yeah.
You're nervous.
See, a present
from
you,
lads. I think you're right to be.
It could be like one of the look into the box and turn over and then the next thing, your present is a wedgie. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know around here what you'd end up getting.
And then, of course, the other thing, a great birthday tradition, of course, that hasn't happened. We haven't had your cake.
Yeah, I know that's on the way because I got sent a picture of it all last night, which is amazing. The best chocolate biscuit cake in the world, Aoife makes in here.
Aoife, who works here with us, a classic kid.
She's unreal. So
does make an exceptionally good chocolate biscuit,
and she does them for everybody. Like, it's amazing. She laughed at me though because normally she just knows. I'm the only person that's ever booked one 2 weeks in advance. But there you go.
Wow, you left it that late. I thought you did it like just each year ahead.
Actually, it was last year.
Cutting.
But she didn't realise it was 54 weeks in advance. That was what was really going on there.
Right, so all of that is still to come. And somewhere in among all of that, we are going to squeeze in the breakfast table quiz as well. It's going to take a bit of winning on the breakfast table quiz this week because we've already got 13 on the board. So
we need 14 or more. So it's a pretty big score we're looking for. But it's been done loads of times. We got actually close enough yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's worth having a go at. You can register any time, 087-188-0008, the breakfast table quiz, of course. Just send us a message on WhatsApp and we'll get you in.
Absolutely, 821. On his way to Ireland this year, of course, Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life. Fear of Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. And in fairness, Stevie Wonder has kind of been the soundtrack to the day. Because it is, of course, PJ's birthday. That's what we've been on since 6 o'clock this morning, an entire show to PJ Gallagher's birthday.
I knew it would happen eventually, but I started every time I sing it now. I can see Mike is actually starting to grimace a little bit.
No, it's just that it's hour three now.
And we have literally been playing this music bed all morning.
Can I just say that it's not even a significant birthday?
No, what are you
44,
talking
that's what
about?
I was saying, yeah, 44.
What are you talking
44.
About?
There's no zero in it or anything.
4 is 1, 4 is another. It's an 11-sies birthday. It's 11-sies. A matchy matcher. It's a matchy match our birthday. You only get very few of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
You get 11, 22, 33, and 40.
How did we get to this age, Mike, without knowing that?
I know. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, oh, gross. Apologies, everybody. But Jim and Mike haven't been using these things, so nobody else can. You can't enjoy yourself to the maximum because these two say it's not significant. Please run your "Is this a significant day in my life?" past classic hits.
And we will decide. Anyway, listen. So we've had the tribute. Tribute might be slightly overstating it, is it?
Probably considering. Back. Yeah, it was basically you laughing at all the mistakes I've been making over the last couple of months.
We had the power hour.
And not even
PJ,
all of them.
PJ the DJ, where you got to pick his own tunes. We've had some delicious food, by the way.
Fantastic.
Again, from Gourmet Food Parlour. Thank you so much for that.
They're so...
Oh, it was delicious.
So very nice.
I felt almost bold.
They're
tucking
so very
into those
nice.
Little mini pastries and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, of course, even going to get down to the business end, right? Couple of the significant things about birthdays. Obviously, the cake, that's to come a bit later on.
Hey,
you know about that.
Cock
well, it's, bir- or it's a present, birthday present time.
This
you
is
couldn't
getting
have a birthday
fabulous.
Without presents.
Yeah. This is just, lads, you're just too good.
Bruntinus time, PJ Gallagher. Will I go for it, so, Jim?
Absolutely.
Might as well get it over with.
Yeah. Get out of the way. Now, let's hope his expectations aren't too high.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean?
Bear in mind that, you know. Anyway.
This better not be a ticket to the jungle like you said yesterday.
No, it definitely is not. No, it's a bit in the budget end. Anyway, what I've done for you, PJ Gallagher, if I may start, just so that you never... Just so that you never have to steal a pair of jocks within the next at least couple of months, I have bought you three pairs of undercrackers.
Look at that.
Oh.
And look, and they're stretchy ones and all that you love.
Are they large? Are they the right size?
They're large. I got you large and all. I heard you say,
man. Look at the array of colours.
Premium trunks, it says on them.
The fellas that you nicked from the gyms, I heard you say at the time they didn't fit you because you're not a medium, you're a large, so I got you a large.
Premium trunks? Lads.
Premium.
You're savage, so you're
right. Also, what I've gotten you is, I know you love motorbikes, so I got you the Road Racing Ireland magazine.
Fantastic, yeah. Oh, deadly at the April issue.
Yeah.
Is it the April? You got the current issue?
I got the current issue.
So you didn't just take it off the dentist's waiting room?
No, I didn't actually. I genuinely bought it. Bloody expensive.
It is, yeah. I was featured in this a few times in my race.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was. I don't think I'll be in this issue, to be honest.
And because you love coffee, I have gotten you, I spoke with this before, Marley Coffee. Stir it up.
Stir it up. Stir it up.
That's the medium roast Marley coffee. I figured with the whole Bohemians thing and the
absolutely.
And the reggae thing and the thing.
Yeah,
and the thing.
Look at it. It's got lads.
Brilliant,
fact,
brilliant. Right, so we're going to
play a gig with Natty Whaler. Sure,
yeah.
We're going to continue on your kind of, you know, things that you've spoken about that you do love. Right, like Mike was saying.
This is tremendous day,
right,
lads.
Absolutely. Now, can I just say that I didn't put nearly as much effort in.
I know you didn't.
I did.
This is Mike Hogan written all over. This is like when Mammy gives you a present and from Dad as well.
Sheet of paper with a bow on it.
He's got a sheet of paper.
No, listen, I just want to say I put more effort into the packaging because I just want to show this to Mike first, right?
Oh my God, what? That's a great gift,
yeah,
though.
This was actually, I was going to wrap this and then I found something on the internet. So I have to say a big thank you to balls.ie, right? Balls.ie.
Oh my God, you flagged a present.
I blagged it.
Scabbed a free
present. I bought the jug.
I know you did. It's inside, but just check out the packaging on that.
Oh.
Balls.ie, you fantastic lookalike of PJ Gallagher that was spotted at the Benfica v Celtic game.
I've seen
from a
that
few
picture before.
Back.
Unfortunately, he's an upset fan sitting in the stands. Some lad from
there you go
from now, Russia, I think he is, isn't he?
You can now open that packaging, and there is actually a present inside it.
Is there really?
Yes, there is. You can unwrap it.
He does look like me, a man.
Don't tear it though, because I want to take a photograph.
I got that. I got that present wrong. I thought. Anyway,
what you thought that was it?
I thought it was it.
I thought it was photocopied a picture. Like.
No, I thought it was tickets to the game.
No.
Sorry.
No,
okay.
It's something that he definitely loves. He definitely loves.
Lads! It's an afternoon tea for
gentlemen!
Lads! It's a gentleman's afternoon tea! Would you get out of it? It's got rashers and all in it!
rashers!
Smoked rashers and cheddar cheese! Pickled gherkins and jalapenos and everything! Oh, lads! Whiskey chocolate truffles! Yeah. Holy smoking farts, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Lads. Lads.
That's a good one now.
You've outdone yourselves, that.
Ah, fantastic. Oh. I want the packaging back because that is the greatest photograph ever.
Yeah, I know,
ever.
It's so embarrassing.
Of a lookalike.
I'll throw the pictures up on the Classic Hits Twitter account or Facebook, by the way.
Absolutely. Oh, there you go. Happy birthday, gentlemen.
Happy birthday. Classic
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, here we go. A bit of a mountain to climb, but it's been done in the past. We need to top a score of 13 to win yourself this two-night stay to the House Hotel, Galway's four-star city centre boutique hotel. That's our prize this week. We'll send you off on that, but as I say, 13 is what you're going to have to beat to get there.
Yeah, 13, so we need 14 or... Well, no, hold on, 13's the score. So yeah, we need 14 or more to get there. I'm a little distracted today. It is my birthday. So what we need to do is get someone on the phone. So Yvonne Savage in Dublin is going to play. Hi, Yvonne.
Hiya, how are you?
Not bad, Yvonne. How are you getting on today?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, good stuff. Are you normally a good quizzer?
Sometimes. Under pressure, probably not.
You're right, I know, yeah. It's definitely harder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, well, listen. Hopefully the questions just happen to fall your way, Yvonne. Fingers crossed on that one. So 60 seconds is what we have. You need at least 14 correct answers. So let's give it a bash. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All the best. Here we go.
St. Patrick is supposed to have driven what animal out of Ireland?
Snake.
Coconuts grow in what kind of tree?
Palm.
Yeah. Notre Dame Cathedral is located in what city?
Paris.
Which singer played a female baseball player in a league of their own?
Madonna.
Yeah. What is the Charleston?
A dance.
Complete the title of this Kevin Spacey film. The Usual What?
Suspect.
In the human body, the adjective pulmonary refers to what organ in the body?
Heart.
It's the lungs. Which TV comedy was set in the fictional village of Dibley?
The Vicar.
Yeah, a crepe is a kind of what French food?
Pass.
It's a pancake. In which musical does the character Fagin appear?
Pass.
It's Oliver. Christmas Day takes place on the 25th of what month?
December.
1989, who was inaugurated as the 41st President of America?
Ronald Reagan.
It was George Bush. Could the dodo fly?
Say that again.
Could the dodo fly?
No.
No, he couldn't. Yeah, there
right,
you go.
Well done. Okay, so we finished on a correct one. How many did we get? It was a good start.
Yeah,
started
I think
off
so.
Well, and then we got a bit sticky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers today.
No. See, it's not a bad score. It's just we're chasing such a high one. We're chasing such a sea one, so we are.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
So sorry about that, Yvonne, but a good effort.
That's grand, and happy birthday, PJ.
Ah, thank you, Yvonne. You're deadly, so you are. Thanks a million.
Good stuff. Have a good day, Yvonne. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.